The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement has spoken for the first time since Israel's premier accused the movement of having missile facilities in southern Beirut. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah neither denied nor confirmed Benjamin Netanyahu's claims.
Concerning the issue of resistance, our policy has always been constructive ambiguity and silence. Since we are involved in a battle, it is wrong to give affirmation or denial to what Netanyahu or anyone else claims. Our only response is to mock the failed attempts by these Israeli warlords.
Nasrallah was referring to recent claims made by Netanyahu at the United Nations. Netanyahu accused Hezbollah of having precision rocket sites near Beirut International Airport. Nasrallah made the remarks at a ceremony honoring late Amina Salemi, the mother of late military commander Emad Mournier. It was during Friday's memorial ceremony of Emad Mournier's mother that Hezbollah Secretary General spoke of the universality of the resistance, which he says has achieved victory in Lebanon and Syria through the spirit of mothers ready to sacrifice. Analysts say one of the strategies of the resistance, which has led to its success, is secrecy.
You know, in the psychological war, if you do respond, as he said, that means you're joining in, you're serving the Israelis. But by this ambiguity, which is practiced by Hezbollah, keeping everything as a surprise, I think that is the best policy because, you know, you never know when another war could erupt. And in any future wars, you have to have surprises up your sleeve in confronting the enemy.
Nasrallah also made some comments about the United States president's latest remarks. He criticized some Arab and Islamic countries for humiliating themselves by turning to Washington for help.
The fact that Trump said Iran could take control of the Middle East in 12 minutes is proof that he finds Iran great. Iran has always guarded its sovereignty, but Trump's allies who buy billions of dollars of weapons from him are so weak that they can't last for 2 weeks without Washington's help.
The leader of the resistance also called on Arab leaders to focus more on the rights of their people. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.